nearing an end to the year where the stock market just stayed around the house in its pajamas and never seemed to go anywhere. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update coming to you from our newly revamped New York studio. If you bought and held a portfolio that went up or down according to the S&P 500 index on New Year's, it's now likely that portfolio will end the year right around the same place where it started. As we get into the Santa pause for markets, it's a good time to look back at the year with David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
So you take a look at the stock market over 2015. We did not repeat 2014 or 2013. Sort of,
Yeah, we basically danced around all year and ended up in the same place we started. I think the problem this year is it's just been a year of very confusing signals. We had the dollar soaring, we had oil plunging, we were worried about China, and we were waiting on the Fed. And I think with all those distractions, it was just impossible for markets to really tee off what they should be teeing off, which are really valuation and fundamentals. And I think that's really why we went nowhere this year.
And you're exactly right. I just looked at the S&P 500 index year to date, down not even 1%, 0.97%. If you did focus on the fundamentals, should those prices have been higher?
Yes, I think they should. And I think with dividends, we may still end up with a gain for the year. But fundamentally, I think the markets still are somewhat undervalued. I mean, given how low long-term interest rates are, how low inflation is, the fact that the U.S. economy is still growing, and I think the global economy will have a better year next year. You know, this is a year in which we should have seen a moderate increase in stock prices and a moderate increase in interest rates. We didn't. But I think, you know, over time, markets may get used to the idea of a high dollar and low oil. And markets may realize that, you know, Europe's not going to fall apart and China's not going to collapse. And if we get used to those ideas, then we may finally see the stock market rally in 2016 that we kind of missed out on this year.
All right. David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you.
Anytime.
All right. That's 2015 and 2016. Let's talk about this moment by doing the numbers. Here you go. The Dow is up 123.7 tenths%. The S&P 500 up 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up about the same, 0.6%. Some of this today is a jump in commodity prices this morning. Crude oil is trading much higher, $37 a barrel in New York, after a bullish prediction from OPEC. Base metal prices are also up. This suggests to some that the global economy must be stronger than they thought. A judge in Minnesota has turned down a request by the country's largest shopping mall to ban a human rights demonstration there today. The Mall of America sought to stop a gathering by Black Lives Matter, a group protesting racial disparities and fatal shootings by police. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more.
Black Lives Matter called for the demonstration to draw attention to the recent fatal shooting of a young black man by Minneapolis police. Miski Noor is a spokeswoman for the group. The judge did ban her and two other activists from protesting, but didn't take action against Black Lives Matter and others, as the mall had asked.
Us not speaking would be the mall winning. Yet again, as corporations and police departments and the institutions collude with one another to silence us.
During last year's holiday season, a similar protest at the mall drew thousands of people and resulted in dozens of arrests. Retailers reported sharp drops in sales, and police in riot gear stood guard. Susan Gertner is the mall's attorney.
This is not about any objection to the message. It's just not the place for protests.
Organizers say they will go ahead with a demonstration anyway, although it isn't clear how many protesters will join them later today. I'm Tim Nelson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is listener-supported. To help keep our coverage relevant and hopefully compelling, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount really, counts twice thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. And you thought Santa wears red. The reality is the folks delivering so many presents for the holidays wear brown. It's not the only big shipper, but UPS is delivering an estimated 630 million packages globally. One of the people doing the heavy lifting here is Tony Hussein Rashdi. He's been a UPS driver for 30 years, delivering packages where there may not be a lot of standard chimneys to shimmy down, but where there are other challenges. Tony's route is in the very center of New York City. He wakes up at 4:52 every morning to get ready for the day.
Called the conveyor belts. All the stuff comes from downstairs, the tractor trailers, and it goes up all around these belts, and it gets situated by zip codes. Each one of these belts deals with a different zip code. It's like a beautiful thing. In this building today, we're probably going to handle about 200,000 packages just in one day. We have so many things that must be done the right way. Those packages that people pay extra money for them to get delivered, whether it's next day early in the morning or regular next day, or the savers, which have to be delivered before 3 o'clock. All those packages, it's my responsibility to make sure that they're delivered on time. I'm a union guy, and I don't mean to say it like that, but realistically, the reason that UPS has been successful all these years is because there's great harmony between the union and the management.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? How you been?
Better.
Oh, wow. Getting big.
I don't work over there anymore, though.
Oh, no?
No.
Where are you now?
I'm turning 8 and less.
You like better?
Yeah.
Good for you.
All right.
Take
care.
Care.
You do know a lot of people.
I have no idea who she is. He can't remember everybody. They remember UPS driver, though. You're bringing them stuff that they want, you know. Plus, there's a really big trust with the uniform. In other words, the public really trusts UPS drivers.
Marketplace tech producer Stephanie Hughes got to ride along with Tony Hussein Rashdi, a UPS man in the big city. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.